Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So if my son at school comes home with a bad report card, I generally think it's because he's not getting his homework done and is playing too many video games. It's going to take a lot for me to get the kind of evidence that I need to say that it's the teacher's fault that he's not doing well in school or on his tests. But in Texas, they're even going one step further. It's not just the teacher's fault in Texas, but right now they're saying it could be the teacher's fault. Under a proposed new rating system, the schools that teach teachers would get punished if those teachers don't do well on the job. That means bad grades by a student could point to the teacher's...
Are you banging the table?
I'm trying to understand this system.
Mad as hell. I can't take it anymore.
I'm not mad, John. Yeah, I'm just trying to understand. Sure. Erica Mellon is going to explain this to us. Right, Erica? You're going to make this all clear. She's the education reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Good morning. Okay, make this clear to me. How does this program work?
Well, I hope not sure I can make you stop tapping on that table, but basically Texas, in an ongoing effort to try and improve student achievement, is going to start holding their colleges of education and other teacher training programs accountable. For the first time in the state, basically Texas is going to look at whether their graduates are able to boost students' test scores. They're going to survey the school principals, see if they're doing a good job.
What's causing this? There's an epidemic of horrible teachers in Texas?
I'm not sure about that, but there's been some concern over the years in Texas that a lot of alternative teaching programs have been popping up in the state. Some of these are run by for-profit companies. There's been some concern that some of these programs are not producing top-quality teachers.
So, when you say alternative, you mean not a college, a university, community college, something like that?
Mostly not. Some colleges do run them, but mostly for-profit companies, and basically these programs can fast-track teachers on the job.
Okay, Dan Ariely joins us. He's a professor of behavioral economics at Duke University. He's the author of Predictably Irrational. So the reason that Dan is here is to kind of talk to us about how sometimes the ideas have unforeseen circumstances. Right, Dan?
That's right.
So you hear about this program that Erica is telling us about from Texas in terms of trying to kind of crack down on alternative teaching programs by holding teaching training programs responsible for the performance of students.
And I get very worried. And I think it's kind of an ideology that we have, that the moment we put money into the equation, everything becomes good all of a sudden. But in reality, there's no reason to expect it to get better or to get better very quickly. And let me give you some examples. The first thing is to ask the question of how much control do the teachers have over their kids' performance. You can say it's a 10%, 15%, 20%, but for sure you will not get to 100%. So now what you're saying is let's reward teachers based on performance that are largely is outside of their control. So from their perspective, it's random. By the way, we do this all the time, right? We give CEOs salary that are tightly related to their stock performance, where they, in fact, don't have perfect control over their company's
right.
performance.
That's
so it's true.
That's a good point.
It's not something new. But what it means is that the teachers are really working in a random environment. Imagine that you were walking around the street and you were trying to figure things out, and I would reward you, some based on your performance, but some based on random things that are outside of your control. And what we know is that when people are facing this kind of environment, their learning ability gets much, much lower. So people basically are not able to learn and figure things out. Because imagine, one month you do something like this, it should have worked better, but in reality, other things in the market happen and it actually works worse. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
We're rewarding people.
Then, right.
The second thing is that this interacts with the No Child Left Behind policy. So we have this policy that really ties teachers' hands in terms of what they can and can't do. And all of a sudden we're saying...
Right, because they're having to prepare for a test, right.
That's right. And what we also know from No Child Left Behind is that teachers are really good in preparing people for tests. It just doesn't always fit with the objective of learning. So one of the lessons from the No Child Left Behind is if you give teachers a test, they could really teach to the test and test scores could go up, but they don't go up for an equivalent test that the kids should have done well on as well.
Okay, so Erica, the teachers very often had a lot of criticism for the No Child Left Behind program, but it sounds like in Texas the teachers support this idea of the Teachers Teachers program.
Well, yes, I was a little bit surprised about this. What I found was that the idea of teachers being personally responsible for their students' test scores has been more controversial. But the idea of holding the teachers' teachers accountable, these teacher preparation programs, that has been less controversial.
You know, one of the things, Dan, that it puzzles me here is that I read once that they talked at one point about having teachers of pilots be held accountable for mistakes in the cockpit. And the net effect of that was to say, well, then there are going to be no teachers of pilots ever. So the unintended consequences of this could actually reduce the number of teachers of teachers, right?
Well, you know, I don't know if there will be less of them, because I don't know what will be the repercussions and how long it will take. But I think it will definitely make them worried, right? Imagine, you know, I teach in a business school, and imagine that you will blame me from Wall Street, right? And all of a sudden you say, hey, you know, you taught some kids who then went ahead and worked on Wall Street. I think you're partially responsible. Now you would think about, what will I teach? And will I basically not take any new chances and not teach anything new? Because one of the things we know is that a defense from a legal system is, I just did what everybody else does as well. This is kind of the acceptable practice. I didn't do anything different. So it might reduce any flexibility, any nuances, any innovation, and so on.
It certainly makes us feel good, though.
Does it? I'm not sure. I have an uneasy feeling. That's Dan Ariely. He's a professor of behavioral economics at Duke University. And Erica Mella joined us from Houston. She's the education reporter for the Houston Chronicle.